One group suing is MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. Its complaint is that the zoo interchange blueprint does not include a public transit component, things such as bus-only lanes or rapid transit. Reverend Willie Briscoe accuses the state DOT of intentionally excluding mass transit.
I think it's really been done that way because they figure that there's no one advocating for buses. There's no real entity that they have to stand against in order to get this done.
MICA claims the absence of transit improvements discriminates against people without cars, particularly urban minorities, by ignoring their need to reach jobs in outlying areas. The other plaintiff is the Wisconsin Black Health Coalition. It insists the plan would worsen urban sprawl and air pollution, jeopardizing the well-being of city residents. The local American Civil Liberties Union is representing the plaintiffs. Attorney Karen Rotker says federal judge Lynn Edelman is allowing the case to proceed.
This decision that came out on May 10th was in response to a motion we filed earlier this year for what's called a preliminary injunction. That is what we said to the judges. We think that you should block this project, or at least the parts of the project that expand capacity on the highway, until we get to a final trial.
The judge will update the parties involved during a telephone conference today. ACLU attorney Rotker predicts the court could move to settle the case within months because of the potential costs associated with a delay. The price of the rebuild is already $1.7 billion.
Now, if when the case is finally decided, the judge could order an injunction, again, on all or on part of it, likely again to be on part of it, and then they might have to go back to the drawing board and reconsider the effects on urban communities of the way they're doing their planning and what they're not including.
State transportation officials say they won't comment because the case is ongoing. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce is closely following developments. Spokesman Steve Boss calls the zoo interchange a vital link for commerce and travel. He says it's unfortunate plaintiffs are attempting to use the courts to leverage public transit improvements.
I think transit, when the arguments are made effectively, can stand on its own and doesn't need to be part of this sort of legal power play where they hold a vital transportation and highway project hostage in order to try and get some of what they were unable to get legislatively on transit.
No matter how the courts rule, it's likely the state will delay some work on the zoo interchange. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted last week to trim a fraction of the project's budget because of lower gas tax revenues. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.